you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and the CIO of the Glenn Team Financial Advisors. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here. And we're all buttoned up in honor of the Royals today.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Royals are kind of on fire. And, you know, I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, okay, when are we going to stink again? That shoe's not dropping. So
I think it's kind of like the economy. We kind of have a rolling recession. I think some of the players are kind of going into a little bit of a slump, but so far they're really not slumping at the same time. They've just been able to kind of pick them up and keep them going. They've got a great start going this year.
Yeah. It makes me very hopeful for some of the golden years. So this last weekend, we had a lot of the members of the 2014 World Series team in, and that brought back all kind. That flooded me with lots of good vibes and good memories. So
yeah, absolutely. And I think our 60 plus affiliates around the country are going to really enjoy us if the Royals get in the playoffs and do some damage, and the Chiefs go for a three-peat this year. They're not going to be able to stand us, Kansas City-based people.
Yeah, absolutely. So for our listeners, write this phone number down, because I think this information that we're getting ready to cover here is super, super important. We're going to talk about Social Security today, but if you have a question about Social Security, maybe you want a free review of your investment portfolio, maybe you want to get a second opinion, reach out to Bruce and his team at 913-563-7327. And that's a Kansas City number, but don't worry, they serve clients all around the country. So even if you're outside of Kansas City area, give him a call. Again, 913-563-7327. And Bruce, let's jump into this important subject of Social Security. And I know most people they've definitely heard of Social Security, but can you explain exactly what it is?
Social Security is the number one government-sponsored retirement program out there. And for most people, it's their number one source of retirement money. You know, some people still have pensions, but kind of an ironic thing is back in the 60s, 83 of the top 100 companies had pensions. Hmm. Now, 3 of the top 100 companies have pensions.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah, Social Security is more and more what's out there, and 401k plans and those type things. But, you know, the employer and the employee both pay into it. Unless you're self-employed, then you got to pay both sides of that. But it's definitely the number one source of money for most people. But ironically, Steve, it only covers 30 to 40% of somebody's working career paycheck when they retire.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of things that they need to be thinking about.
So the stat of the day, many years ago, 83 companies out of 100 had a pension. Today, 3 companies out of 100.
The top 100.
The biggest companies. Where did the pensions go?
Well, so pensions have become frozen and defunct because people are living longer.
Okay.
And there's a lot of pensions that are in the court systems trying to reduce benefits or eliminate them. And some of these companies have gone out of business. So pensions are, you know, not reliable as what, you know, they were made out to be when people first started earning them.
And so I think like with my son, they match up to 6%. So that's a contribution towards your 401k. That's different than a pension, though.
Right. Yeah, that's a self-directed plan. We call it a direct contribution where you're putting money in yourself. And the match from the company is great. And for those of you out there that's still working, you know, if you get a match from your company, you should definitely make sure you're saving at least that amount.
That's
a good point.
You put in 6%, they put in 6%, you just doubled your money without even trying.
Well, and sometimes the wording can be funny. They may not be matching dollar for dollar on the first 6. There's different matching formulas out there. But either way, if there's a decent match, you need to make sure you're putting enough money to get that full match.
It's free money, and if you're not, if you're one of the 97
right,
without a pension, take it.
Absolutely.
All right. So is everyone automatically entitled to Social Security, or are there qualifications? Is there a process for that?
Right. So there is qualifications for it. And what it basically is that you need to have 40 productive quarters. And so like right now, a quarter, if you earn $1,730 in a quarter, that would count as one credit. So you could earn 4 credits per year. So about 10 years if you've made at least $1,730 per quarter, or the equivalent of it. you know, going back over inflation. So that's pretty important. You've got to get that money in. And that also makes you, you know, get you qualified for your Medicare benefits too. So you don't want to miss that.
All right. So let me ask kind of a loaded question then. And I think this is for maybe an older generation, but you know, a lot of ladies stayed home and they were homemakers and they raised the kids. And what if, and then maybe they took a part-time job and that kind of thing. And what if they didn't have, you know, the big career? What if they don't hit that 40 quarter number? Do they get a lesser amount or do they just not qualify?
Yeah, so there's actually different programs, and we're going to get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
But there's definitely, you know, great programs with that to help out people, and that's kind of what it was kind of built for, was looking out for those homemaker situations and this type of thing.
Okay.
But, you know, one point that I should have mentioned a minute ago was, of those 40 quarters, a lot of people get really confused about how they earn their benefit, mm-hmm. or how it's calculated.
Yeah.
And it's actually calculated on your top 35 years of earning of Social Security wages. So if you work 37 years, you're going to kick your two smallest years off. If you work 30 years, you're getting five zeros averaged in. And so that makes a big difference on your calculation on how much you're going to receive in benefits.
Is there a maximum?
Well, you know, they adjust for inflation and so on and so forth. So it is kind of a moving target as far as that goes.
Okay.
But there's a maximum of how much money per year you pay into it.
Okay.
Social Security. So if, like, this year is roughly $160,000, give or take. And if you make above that, Social Security tax will not be applied on your excess earnings. So they kind of cap it off in that regard.
Gotcha. Okay. And then when can people begin receiving their Social Security benefits?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, and it's kind of a moving target also. For most people, and I'll get into a couple of details in a little bit, but for most people, 62 is the youngest. And then it'll keep rising up till you're age 70. But your full retirement age is 67 if you're born after 1960.
Okay.
Before 1960, it's going to be, you know, 66 and however many months, depending on how far away you were from 1960.
So I was born after 60, and so I would have to wait till 67. But can you postpone that? I don't know if I ever planned on quit working. I mean,
right.
I love what I'm doing.
So, again, you could turn it on as early as 62, but there's a big penalty if you make too much money and you start your Social Security wage before your full retirement age. So that's kind of the acid test that we've got to decide on whether we want to start it early or not.
Okay. And then what are some other considerations when it comes to Social Security and understanding if someone will have enough income in their retirement?
Well, you know, it's a list of about 500 things to think about.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing that I think is most overlooked, because a lot of guys, you know, they're just waiting for that retirement. It's age 62 is their, you know, their finish line or their sprint they're running. And,
yeah.
You know, and so what they forget about is that most guys are likely to pass away first. And if you're married, then your spouse has, you know, the opportunity to step up to the bigger check. And if they didn't work as much, because maybe they raised the kids or whatever the case might be, then if the guy retires at 62 or early, then there may not be as good of a step up of Social Security. We may have a lot of little old ladies in their 90s running around out there with not very much money.
Hmm.
So that's pretty important. But that's one thing there, health considerations.
You're leaving money on the table.
Well,
if you take it early. I mean,
if you start at 62 and you don't live a long time, then maybe it's a good decision.
Right.
But if you have half the money you could have had versus waiting till 70 and you live a long time, then you left an awful lot of money out there, too. So those are considerations.
Yep.
Your health, you know, are you likely to live a long time? You know, what kind of other income means do you have? And then your expenses. I mean, are you able to cover your expenses between what you've saved and any pension you might have, those type of things? Is your money an IRA or other taxable type mechanisms that are going to make a difference when you take the withdrawals? I know on previous shows we've talked a lot about the required minimum distributions or the RMD balloon. And that can have some considerations as far as starting Social Security earlier or later. Say, for example, Steve, that we wanted to defuse our 1970 or our age 73 balloon note that's going to force us to take money out of IRA. Well, we might want to, if we have enough money, we might want to delay starting Social Security and spend down some of our pre-tax IRA and live off some of that money, mm-hmm. let that Social Security check keep cooking.
Yep.
And then defusing that problem at age 73 of that balloon note and the means tested on your Medicare costs as well. These are pretty sophisticated calculations that we do for everybody, and we're happy to do it for any of the listeners as well. And we've got a few more to talk about on the other side of the break as well.
Yeah, and you have some very sophisticated software modeling programs that can help kind of sort through all of this. If this is getting your attention, you're like, wait a minute, I have some questions about my Social Security. Maybe I want to rethink that. Maybe I want a second opinion. Reach out to Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn Team Financial Advisors at 913-563-7327. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can only receive your Social Security benefits. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can only receive your Social Security benefits. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. So, Bruce, why is it false, and how can someone else receive someone else's benefits? It sounds a little confusing.
Right. Well, we kind of touched on it in the first segment in that Social Security it was there also for the survivors. So let's say that one spouse had qualified for Social Security, but the other one hadn't, and the one spouse passes away, then the survivor has that step up in benefit. So that's one way you can do that. There's also a rule where if you were married for at least 10 years and did not get remarried or not remarried at the time, you can take Social Security benefits based on your ex-spouse. They don't even know it, and it doesn't come out of their pocket. It's just a benefit that Social Security takes care of for people that may have been in a divorce situation. And then at age 60, if you're a survivor, let's say that your spouse passed away, unfortunately, at age 60 you could start that. And then if you're disabled, there's actually a little clause you can start as early as age 50.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, and that makes sense. Unfortunately, my dad passed away relatively young at 56 years of age. And so when my mom came time to pull her Social Security, she was able to receive the amount that my dad was making because his amount was higher than her amount per month.
Right. A lot of people get confused. It's not one or the other or a combination. It's the largest check is what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people think it's both or a combination. It's not. It's the larger check is who the survivor steps up to. Maybe theirs already, or maybe the deceased.
Yeah, and hers was a smaller amount because she spent about half of a quote-unquote career raising all of us boys and all that stuff. And then she went back into the workforce and earned, earned a living and all of that stuff. But it was definitely less than my dad, so she got to step up. So.
And no offense, Steve, but knowing you like I do, that was a full-time job and a half for your mom.
It was a full-time plus. There's no doubt about that. So, all right, so we're speaking today with Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn Team Financial Advisors at 913-563-7327. They serve clients all around the country. If you have questions about Social Security, maybe you want a free review of your investments, maybe you want a second opinion, no obligation second opinion. Bruce has access to some very, very powerful financial modeling software. He can plug everything in and then show you if there are any gaps, or if you're doing great, he's going to tell you that as well. But give Bruce and his team a call at 913-563-7327. And Bruce, can people still earn money if they're receiving Social Security?
Yeah, so absolutely you can. There are some circumstances where you may have a penalty on how much you make. So again, full retirement age for us born after 1960 is age 67.
67, yeah.
So let's just go with that age. So if you were to start Social Security before 67, and you're still working, there's a penalty, and the amount of money you can make each year before the penalty kicks in is inflation adjusted. So for this year, you could make $22,320, But every dollar you make above that is going to be penalized 50 cents on the dollar away from your Social Security benefit.
Ow.
So, yeah, so it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to start Social Security early if you're making a lot of money. But if you can, you know, keep it that $22,000 and below, then that makes sense, you know.
I'm not wealthy, but I would get hammered on that one.
So. Right, yeah, most people would, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this day and age, $22,000 is not a whole lot of income unless you're just very part-time. But, you know, I want to circle back on something else you're talking about, things that we do and what we're happy to do for the listeners free of charge and complimentary second opinion.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing that that I really rally my team around, and, you know, we're generations, serving generations. My daughter's a part of my practice, and we've got, you know, 20 people on my private team alone. But you know, we spend just as much passion and energy on the investment side as we do on the planning side.
Mm-hmm.
But then think of it as a three-sided equal triangle. You've got your investments, you've got your planning, and then the whole thing really comes together with the behavioral finance. So that's one thing that I really, really, really spend a lot of time on is the behavioral finance side of it, because I could give you the very best plan in the world. I could have the, you know, the number one best investments, which we try and make sure those are both right there at top levels. But if you don't understand that the markets react different in certain situations and you get scared and the news, you know, freaks you out and you want to take all your money out of the markets when the markets are down and you just don't understand the bigger picture, the behavioral finance side of it, then best plans, best investments, none of that does you a bit of good if you freak out and panic. So
yeah,
that's just as critical, if not more.
Well, and I think that's when it's important to know that you have a financial advisor that can, you know, talk you away from the ledge.
Right. Financial coach. Coaching is one of the big things, and
yeah,
people need that.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I've lost money because look at the stock market or whatever. Well, you haven't lost money until you sell it. It's on paper. And so that's one of the major, major advantages of working with Bruce Glenn, and he can help coach you through that. And that is worth just everything. So Bruce, in our last couple of minutes, let's continue on with some of those considerations when it comes to Social Security and understanding if we'll have enough for income for retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were kind of talking about the fact there might be a gap of time where we don't want to turn Social Security on yet.
Yeah.
Might want to spend down some pre-tax IRA money and not have as big of a required minimum distribution later on, which can cause all kinds of problems, higher tax brackets.
That's a lot of tax issues, yeah.
Yeah, Medicare costs more, so on and so forth. The other thing is, if you have a lot of excess IRA or pre-tax money, we might want to do what's called a Roth conversion. A Roth is a type of an IRA where it becomes tax-free because you're paying your taxes up front.
Okay.
So maybe we want to convert more of that IRA during the years when we don't have that extra Social Security income coming in. That can help us save quite a bit there. Health insurance, big issue. I mentioned that before. You know, you're 65 years old for your Medicare, and you got to make sure you're qualified for it. But you need to kind of understand that before you make that decision to retire, because if you don't have your, you know, enough time and you get your Medicare in, things like that, it could be a problem. Estate planning, you know, a lot of people want to look at estate planning to monetize some money for their kids. So some people might want to start Social Security earlier, get some real money, because if you die, there is no money there. It's just a phantom check you're receiving. So I have more and more clients these days that are, you know, if everything else fits right, they may start the Social Security earlier and then just invest it and keep it working. But now it's actually real money. So if they're worried about estate planning, in some cases that can be an item that makes a big difference for them also. Charity and gifting and, you know, future tax expectations. A lot of people realize that depending on what happens with politics this year, we may have the current tax bracket sunset and taxes could go up quite a bit. So that's the consideration.
I've been hearing about that. The Trump era tax cuts are going to expire, and that's going to cause some issues.
Right. So depending on what happens with the election this year, that might make a difference for people on what they're thinking about there. And then this overall financial situation, long-term care planning. I mean, you're big on the long-term care, and that's kind of what you focus on. And you know, do they have that in place or not? And do they have enough money to cover that? And then kind of a rule of thumb. If you don't spend more than 4% of your investments per year and you're at least moderately invested in good quality investments throughout history, that money has held up and had enough to recover through bad times and good times. That's been a good rule of thumb to keep a tab on.
So 4%. And if you've heard something different than this and this is catching your attention and you're like, you know what, I want to talk to Bruce about this, get a second look, no obligation, second opinion, complimentary. Call Bruce Glenn at 913-563-7327. And I think that'll be a very, very worthwhile conversation for sure. Bruce, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Thanks, Steve. Good to see you again.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm excited to announce that the Senior Care Broadcasting Network has just expanded, and we have been added by KSYL 970 AM and 104.9 FM in the Alexandria, Louisiana market. And again, Senior Care Live will be on those stations every Saturday morning, and that's effective May the 25th. So how about that? Would like to thank David. David Gretchen, for inviting us into your market and having us on your radio station. And to KSYL AM and FM, welcome to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network and welcome to the family. All right, how about that? So let's shift gears here, and this is Memorial Day weekend, and believe it or not, it's more than you can wear white shoes, the pool's open, and it's the unofficial beginning of summer. There's actual meaning to Memorial Day weekend, and so just wanted to cover that. Originally known as Decoration Day. And my grandma used to call it Decoration Day all the time, and I thought that was kind of unique. Well, that's what it used to be called. But now Memorial Day is a federal holiday, and the purpose is to honor and mourn U.S. military personnel who died while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. And although it started before 1971, ever since 1971, it is observed on the last Monday in May. And so I'll just share with this. My mom and I, we have created, and we did this, oh gosh, 20 years ago, created a tradition of visiting all of the grave sites of our family, and most in the Topeka, Kansas area. But we do that the Friday of that Memorial Day weekend, and we decorate with flowers and wreaths and all the pretty stuff. And I'll tell you, just to brag for a second, my grandpa Cuevas served in World War II and received the Purple Heart, and we always place a flag at the foot of his grave as a recognition of his service in World War II. The way he got a Purple Heart, I can't imagine. They were being shot at. He got shot in the knee, blew his kneecap off. If you can imagine that, the pain of that, I can't imagine. And then one of his buddies next to him got shot and he was down. So my grandpa, with shot in the knee, he picks up his buddy, throws him over his shoulder, and gets both of them to safety. And every time I think of that story, you talk about the greatest generation. I got to say, I don't think they make them like that anymore. That's just an unbelievable act of strength and heroism. And so we want to honor everyone this Memorial Day weekend. And during this time of the year, I always like to discuss the VA aid and attendance benefit. And I like to do that around Memorial Day. And then if you've been listening to the program anytime at all, I also cover that around Veterans Day in the fall. So let's jump in to the VA aid and attendance benefit. And what that is financial assistance to help veterans or their surviving spouse pay for the high cost of senior care. And you must have, help with at least two activities of daily living. There's a service requirement and a financial criteria requirement. So let's start to break this down. So on the service side of things, you must have served at least 90 consecutive days of active duty. And if you've served in the military, I mean, you're there longer than 90 days, typically. And so at least 90 consecutive days active duty, at least one day during a period of war, just one day. And you didn't have to serve in a theater of war. You didn't have to fire a weapon. You could have been in a logistical role stateside or in another country. So you didn't have to be there, but just one day during a period of war. And I'll cover those periods here in just a minute. Discharge. So not dishonorably discharged. Any other discharge will work. And then your income has to be less than the cost of care for the maximum benefit. So an example, let's say your income is $2,000 a month. Let's say you're paying $3,000 a month for care. Your income is less than the cost of care. That would trigger the maximum benefit. I just heard from a veteran about a week, maybe a couple of weeks ago. He's like, oh, Steve, I don't think there's any way I'll qualify for that. I think I have too much money. And I said, well, how much are we talking about? And so he said, well, you're checking and savings and liquid assets of about $120,000. And I said, no, you're good to go, because the cutoff number for 2024 is $155,356. That's liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, all those sort of things. It doesn't include your house, your car, all the stuff in your house, your fishing boat, you know, all of that. It doesn't include that. We're talking liquid assets. And then there's a 3-year look back. So they don't want someone giving away, you know, $1 million and then trying to qualify for this the next day. So there is a 3-year look back. That's kind of similar to a Medicaid look back, although that was changed to 5 years. But there's a 3-year look back looking for large gifts that could have been made, and that could cause some troubles getting qualified for this. But most folks just don't have that issue. Now, you must require assistance with at least 2 activities of daily living. So if you say, wait a minute, I served and I was during a period of war and I'm doing really, really, really well, but I want to try to get some benefits, some money out of that benefit. That's not the point. The point is, if you're paying for senior care and you need help with some of these daily activities, that's when it's going to pay you. It's going to pay you back for the high cost of the assistance. So you must require assistance with at least 2 activities of daily living. That would include bathing, dressing, mobility or transferring, eating, and toileting. So if you need a little bit of help with some of these things, you're probably receiving help with at least 2 of these activities of daily living. The official dates for the periods of war: World War II, December 7, 1941, of course, all the way through December 31st, 1946. The Korean War, June 27, 1950, all the way through January 31st, 1955. Now, I'm starting that most of my clients fall into those first 2 categories if they're going to qualify for this. But, you know, now I'm starting to work with a few veterans who served in Vietnam. So Vietnam, August the 5th, 1964, all the way through May 7, 1975. Now, there is one exception. And this exception is for Vietnam. And if you did have boots on the ground served in Vietnam, your date range goes all the way back to February 28th, 1961. If you did not have boots on the ground, that's okay. Your date range for the Vietnam War started August 5th, 1964. And that's that one exception. Okay, so drum roll, please. So if you qualify for this, this is what we're talking about. A single veteran could receive up to, and this is the 2024 numbers, okay? So this is current, up to $2,300 a month. And I'm going to give an example in a minute of what a big, big difference that makes. Married veteran, up to $2,727 per month. And what if you're the surviving spouse of a veteran who has passed away? It does extend to you. And that surviving spouse could receive up to $1,478. So this is a big deal. This is why I talk about this all the time. So here's an example. Let's say a veteran has $150,000 in liquid assets. Let's say the veteran has $3,000 in income, and they're living in assisted living. That's $7,000 per month. That means that you're short by $4,000 a month. Without the VA aid and attendance benefit, your money will last you 37 months. With the VA aid and attendance benefit, your money will last for 88 months, or 7.3 years, over twice what it would have without the benefit. I would recommend calling the national headquarters of the VFW. They can help you anywhere in the country. You do not have to be a member of the VFW. They will help you with this benefit. 816-968-1153. That's 816-968-1153. And just ask for assistance in qualifying and filling out the form and making sure it's all right and everything with to that VA aid and attendance benefit. Good luck, and I hope that helps you qualify for this important benefit that so many deserve, but not too many people have heard about this. And that's why I do this every single year. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. I'll tell you, I've been hearing a lot of complaints about the, and I'm going to put up my air quotes, free referral services out there. So I thought I would highlight their business model and the gross conflict of interest that is inherent in their model. So I thought I would compare and contrast that with the model, business model of Senior Care Consulting. And the one thing that you need to understand is that these free referral services, they have a vested interest in you choosing one of their partner communities. You see, they go out and they will cut a deal with any senior care provider willing to pay them the huge kickback. So they're looking at, I've heard anywhere from, 85 to upwards of 100% of the first month's cost. So when they recommend, we highly recommend, XYZ assisted living community, if you choose that and the first month's cost is $7,000, they're getting, $7,000 or close to $7,000 a month for their enthusiastic recommendation. And folks, in my book, I guess I'm old school, I call that a gross conflict of interest. All right, so let's differentiate senior care consulting with the free referral services. And if you want to know more about this, just go to SeniorCareConsulting.com. Why choose us? So Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for you, and we represent you and your family, period. It's just as clean and as clear and as transparent as it could be. The free, and again, I got to put up my air quotes, they're not free, folks. They're getting paid. But the free referral services, they represent an incomplete list of area facilities. They refer to them as their partner communities. And they're free to you because they receive large commissions if you choose one of their recommended partner communities. How about that for a stark and glaring difference? We don't receive a penny. We work directly for you. It just could not be more different. Senior Care Consulting, our job is to help you with critical decisions. Their job is to generate revenue by helping to increase the occupancy and census of their partner communities. Could not be more different. Senior Care Consulting does not accept reimbursement from any providers. We have never received a single penny, not a penny. And trust me, I've been offered the moon for my recommendations. And fortunately, about, 10, 12 years ago, the bribes suddenly kind of stopped. And I think the market, it got out into the market that old Steve's not for sale. right? I've been offered airfare to Hawaii for my wife and I, Chiefs tickets, and if you know anything about football, you cannot get a Chiefs ticket. It's sold out forever, I think. And if you do pay for them, they're going to be probably, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 a ticket for a decent ticket. So I've been offered that. One lady had a stack of crispy, brand new $100 bills on her desk, and I could not have been more insulted with that. And of course, I didn't take it. Right. So anyway, we do not accept or receive reimbursement from any care providers. The free referral services, they are typically paid up to 100% of the first month's cost by their contracted partner communities. And again, we consider that to be a gross conflict of interest. Senior Care Consulting, we research the entire marketplace to find the best fit for your unique situation. They primarily recommend a limited number of partner communities. And although they don't have a contract with all available facilities in your market, some may recommend non-contracted facilities on occasion. But you need to understand, there are more and more senior care providers, senior care communities that are not willing to pay to play. So there are more and more. That's music to my ears. Okay, Senior Care Consulting, when we're researching the market, we do not provide your personal information. We act as a filter so that you're not contacted by any facility sales representatives. And then not all, but some free referral services forward your personal information to their limited list of partner communities. Then the facility sales representatives all contact you at once, immediately. It's literally a race to see who can get to you first. And I've heard horror story after horror story of contacting one of these places online, and then they said, Steve, my phone just blew up, and they're still calling me months later. There are a lot of complaints to the Better Business Bureau on that, by the way, and I think I've shared some of those on the program not too long ago. Senior Care Consulting, we tour the communities with you and conduct a performance audit so that you'll only spend a few hours of time with our process. So we save you dozens and dozens of hours of time. Some free referral services do not tour facilities with you at all. You'll spend hours just returning all of the calls you receive from facility sales personnel. And this is only the beginning of your journey with them. And then finally, during community tours, Senior Care Consulting, we ask a lot of questions on behalf of our clients. Most of these are questions that most people wouldn't even know to ask because it's just a very different approach. And then we report real-time findings to you in our summary report package. Then on the free referral service side, some free referral services tell you about facility amenities, similar to what you would hear about when choosing a hotel while planning your next vacation. Isn't that neat? Okay, and then I'll wrap this up by saying some may tour facilities with you, some do not. It is possible that some may even recommend facilities that are not on their list of partner communities. However, they all generate revenue. This is the it's not free part. They all generate revenue by recommending their contracted partner communities and receiving large commissions if you choose one of them. This is a fact, and this is their business model. So I'm having more and more and more people contact me. Earlier this week, I had the nicest conversation with the gentleman, and he said, Steve, he said, I've heard that you are different than a lot of these free services. And he said, just to let you know, you're the only consultant that I'm contacting. I'm not interested in these free referral services. I find it, frankly, he said, I find it refreshing that you do business the right way. And it is worth paying a reasonable flat fee for service to have that objectivity. You have total credibility. We trust you, and we're going with you. So if that resonates with you, reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, just want to wish you again a happy and blessed Memorial Day weekend. And I'm Steve Kuecker. I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.